County Sheriff. Sheriff Howard has declared victory. Are you all still calling this still too close? Do you want to wait and count absentee ballots?
Yeah, I think Bernie wants to wait and count absentee ballots. Right now, it appears, I think there's about 11,000 absentees, about just over 7,000 returned as of this point. And the race is, I think, about 4,000 the last I saw. But there's still numbers being dumped in. So I don't think anybody's ready to do any conceding anytime soon.
Any idea when the absentee ballots will officially be counted?
We'll get those together in the next week or so. We'll get started on them.
Approximately how many are there?
There's about, again, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I just left the board, but there's about 7,000 that are in at the board right now, but they were able to postmark them, and they still could be in the mail.
This really went down to the wire.
It did. You know, this race and the clerk's race were hotly contested. People worked very hard on those races. We had a strong, positive message for Steve Cishan. The Republicans in this town did a lot of lying, did a lot of misleading, did a lot of negativity. They got in the gutter and they pushed the vote down and suppressed the vote. Didn't run anyone for legislature in the city, didn't run anyone for mayor, didn't run anyone for city court, and did everything they could to make sure that we had a low turnout. But our party, our candidates, went out and pounded the pavement, knocked on doors all weekend, all for the last 6 months, and we boosted the turnout. And we came damn close to taking that clerk's race, and I'm very proud of our candidates. Picking up the Erie County majority in the legislature was a huge thing for our community, and you're going to see it real soon when we take that over.
Sheriff Howard ran away with the race 4 years ago. This time, obviously, as we've remarked, down to the wire. What's different about the candidate this time around?
Well, I think what I said is he got pretty deep in the mud and slung a lot of mud. It's rare that you see a candidate start 6 weeks out before an election doing negative advertising and not saying a word about his record. So, when that happens, it's hard to pull through. And he did 4 weeks of tough, misleading ads on Mr. Tolbert.
Why didn't Mr. Tolbert want to concede?
Well, I think it's just too close right now. I'm not sure that at the point, that we are in this night, that it's time to concede at this point. We still have absentees, could be affidavit ballots, and all the chips aren't into the machines with a final count right now.
Regarding the clerk's race, over $100,000 were poured in by both the Democrats and Republicans. Why is that race so important?
Well, it was an open seat. There was no incumbent there. So I think both parties wanted to have a shot to replace Chris Jacobs with a county clerk. I think my counterpart, Mr. Langworthy, and Mr. Kearns failed to remember that last year they spent over $200,000 directly from the Erie County Republican Party to try to purchase the Erie County District Attorney's Office. But this is 2017, and now they're going to try to pin that on us. But it's an open seat. There was no incumbent there, and we both thought we had good candidates, and I think we definitely had a good candidate, and here we are today.
Steve Cishan gave quite an upbeat, very positive concession speech. Do you think this will be the last time we see him running for office?
I don't think so at all. I think you're going to see a lot more from Steve Cishan. You're going to see a lot more from people like Michelle Shoneman, who ran a great race, energized me and inspired me. Michelle worked very hard, talked about the issues, hit doors every single night. We're talking about a woman who was a teacher and a mom last year and, going home and taking care of her kids. She takes Chris Collins on, one of the most powerful members of Congress, puts up billboards, builds a grassroots effort against him, and then takes on the Conservative Party majority leader in the county legislature. That's inspiring. That's what we need more of in our community. We had 33% turnout tonight, or 32 or 31. We need 100. We need more participation in our community.
Thank you so much.
Were you surprised by the amount of turnout, or was it right about where you expected it to be?
I was. We worked awfully hard and spent a lot of resources on getting people to the polls today, through mail, through phone calls, through paid phone calls, canvassing, through social media. And we did everything we could to boost that turnout everywhere. And so I'm a little surprised, but we did work hard for it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Sorry I got here so late. I know you were all
clowning. How could you?
No, but it's interesting.